Hello.
Hey, John, it's Todd.
Hi, Todd.
So I already issued the home and the general liability, but when I went to do the auto, I saw that I still had the motorcycle discount on there, so I had to take that off.
Okay.
So it was 711 versus 705 for the auto.
Okay.
And then also, if you do a credit card, it's 714 versus 711. So it's a $6 a year difference to put it on a card versus an actual EFT. So do you want to wait, or is it okay to put it on the card?
Not sure where that checkbook is. I don't use checks very often.
Yeah,
Actually, I don't
exactly.
use them. I only use it from, I have one account I use my checks out of. That's it.
I can honestly hardly even write anymore. It's like, wow.
Yeah, when I do that, I gotta be careful.
Exactly. So we can wait. I mean, it's no biggie. So if you want to use a check, I totally understand.
It's what, $10?
It's $6 a year difference.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna worry about it.
Okay.
Why I like to use a debit, because then that keeps me, when the debit card expires, then I have to change that account, and that keeps me up to date with, hey, I gotta
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
look at this account again. That way I'm always looking at the account to make sure that it's feasible for my financial needs.
Well, this will auto renew every 6 months, okay? So, and they send you plenty of notices.
Okay.
And you can expect to hear from me. It's usually my favorite part, especially if rates go down. So I'm really hopeful that you get a great driving discount. So I think the highest I've seen is maybe 25. It could be 21. I don't remember. So if you're competitive, shoot to beat that one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and issue this, and then I'll be sending you documents by email.
Okay,
All
sounds
right.
good.
Thanks, John.
Do you own a couple homes or anything like that? Do you have real estate?
I wish. I mean, I don't at this time, just my home.
Okay.
What are you looking? I mean, we definitely like
Well,
to.
I'm a handyman. That's
Sure.
me foremost. But then I'm connected with Errol Faulkner is my buddy. He's a realtor, and he has like 10 different companies. So one of them is RCI, real estate. What's it called? RIC, maybe, I don't remember the acronyms. And so he does property management.
Okay.
Besides real estate, he's got like an engine.
Do you do a lot of work with him?
Yeah, he's got this big network that helps me accomplish more than just being a handyman. I can help. So if I go into a person's house, I can give them all these other opportunities. So I'm going to do some work in your house, but here, have you thought about this, or this?
Sure.
So it opens doors to people's eyes for them to save money, and what we try to do is to help you with your dreams, make sure that you're actually getting money back from that. So if I do home improvements, at the end of the year you can claim them, or when you sell the house.
Well, we definitely keep, I mean, we have a nice network. Like we had a restoration company bring us cookies just last week, and we were able to give them a few of our clients that were affected by the smoke of that fire up there.
Right.
So, I mean, we definitely try to do that. And honestly, even though I've written handymans, I don't like have, super solid relationship with any of them. So I mean, if anybody's ever looking for anything, and I even thought about putting on a website where people can network because, I haven't seen your work yet, but I mean, I've talked to you now quite a bit for the last
Yeah.
2 days, and I get a really good vibe from you.
Good.
So,
Everybody loves my work. Tile's what I like to do, but I do everything from
Kyle.
fences outside. I've got to go look at a job right now. It's crown molding.
Nice.
So.
Well, definitely, again, yeah, we do our best to remember everybody on file for certain things, and people do call us, so I don't get a lot of calls. And well, for give you an example, a gal called me the other day and said the wind blew my fence down, And I said, well, right. I wouldn't file a claim on that. Your wind and hail deductible is probably $2,500. Just get a quote. And in right. that sense, in that sense, would that be something I could say, hey, I can refer you to my main man?
Yes.
And I will definitely do that for you, John. I like to keep the network together because everybody, you know, it's, I mean, and I appreciate
For a rule of thumb, for anybody who has something like that, just general rule of thumb. So if they want to know what labor costs are going to be for something like that, it's going to be the cost of how much materials are, double that because labor is going to be about the same price. General rule of thumb, you know, if I'm doing just cement patching, then obviously that's not comparable.
Right, exactly.
But doing a fence or doing tile work or anything like that, it's a good general rule of thumb for anybody who asks and for yourself too.
Okay, good.
If you want to replace anything, so we're doing a tile in your bathtub, you know, the cost of how much you pay for tile, that's about how much the labor would be.
Okay, good. That's definitely good to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm kind of a handyman. I've remodeled my whole basement myself and actually just did my upstairs bathroom. But when I was doing the tile, I was thinking to myself, what the heck did I get myself into?
Well, that's just it, right? See, that's something that you can do also. So you can charge yourself labor and then you can write that off too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I told my buddy builds houses for a living. I told him, and they were both on the phone. One, and I was talking to him. I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna knock this tile. I'm gonna get this tile up in one day." And they just started laughing and laughing. And I said, "Well, I'm not slow like you guys." And I called him back a week later, and I was like, "Okay, I finally got it done."
Yep.
So
when there's
right.
a lot of cuts, then it gets even more difficult.
I'm going to send you a card with some of my business cards. And if you're ever in our neighborhood and want to stop in our office and drop yours off, that helps us to definitely remember our...
Okay. Where are you guys at?
We're at Colfax and Carr.
Okay.
So there's a blue building there called Squire Plaza. We're in the back on the second floor when you come straight up the stairs. We're the first office.
Okay.
And we're not... We tend to be try to be here by 9. I mean, I always say 8 to 6 or something like that because we have home offices too. Mm-hmm. But we're typically here 9 to 4 each day. So if you're coming this way, definitely call us first, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, awesome. I'm going to issue your auto right now and I'll send it over.
All right. Thanks,
John. All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Bye.